Convey to mankind such knowledge, which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in justice and love, I have written the work In the Light of Truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abdrushin. It explains the will of God which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion, and is intended as a touch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The Grail Message says, and I quote, "Free yourself from all darkness. He who makes no effort to grasp the word of the Lord aright burdens himself with guilt. For your guidance, the bandage falls and belief becomes conviction. Liberation and redemption lie only in conviction. I am addressing honest seekers only. They must be able and willing to examine this objective matter objectively. Religious fanatics and irresponsible enthusiasts may hold aloof, for they are detrimental to the truth. As for the malevolent and non-objective, they shall find their sentence in the very words. The message will strike only those who still carry within them a spark of truth and the yearning to be true human beings. To all such, it will become the shining light and staff. It will lead them unswervingly out of all the chaos of the present-day confusion. The following word does not bring a new religion, but is intended as a touch to help all serious listeners or readers find the right path, which leads them to the longed-for height. Only he who bestirs himself can advance spiritually. The fool who uses extraneous aids for this, in the form of the ready-made opinions of others, walks his path only as if on crutches, while ignoring his own earthly limbs. But the moment he boldly uses all the abilities which lie dormant within him, awaiting his call to help in his ascent, is employing the talents entrusted to him in accordance with his Creator's will, and will easily overcome all obstacles that seek to divert him. Therefore, awake. Genuine faith lies only in conviction, and conviction arises solely through an inflexible weighing and examining. See to it that you stand truly alive in the wonderful creation of your God. Abrushin. What seek ye? What seek ye? What is all this tumultuous agitation? It permeates the world like a ferment, and a flood of books overwhelms all peoples. Scholars pore over ancient writings, investigating and pondering until spiritually exhausted. Prophets arise to warn, to predict. Suddenly, from all sides, people strive feverishly to spread new light. Thus, it rages now over the troubled soul of mankind, not refreshing and invigorating, but scorching, consuming, absorbing the last vestiges of strength still left to the afflicted one in this gloominess of the present time. Here and there also a whispering is heard, rumors of a growing expectation of something impending. Every nerve is restless, tense with subconscious longing. There is sitting and surging, and over everything lies a kind of ominously brooding stupor. Fraught with disaster, what must it bring? Confusion, despondency, and ruin, unless a mighty hand tears asunder the dark layer that now envelopes the terrestrial globe spiritually. With the slimy tenacity of a dirty morass, absorbing and smothering every ascending free light thought before it has become strong. With the gruesome silence of a swamp, suppressing, disintegrating, and destroying every group volition even in the bud before any action can arise from it. But the seeker's cry for light, imbued with strength to cleave through the mire, is turned aside and dies away beneath an impenetrable canopy, assiduously set up by the very people who think they help. They offer stones for bread. Look at the innumerable books. They do not animate. They only weary the human spirit. And this is the proof of the barrenness of all they offer. For whatever wearies the spirit is never right. Spiritual bread immediately refreshes. Truth revitalizes, and light animates. Simple people must surely despair when they see what walls are being built around the beyond by so-called psychic science. Who among the simple is to grasp the learned sentences and strange expressions? Is the beyond then intended exclusively for psychic scientists? They speak of God, but is it necessary to set up a university in order, first of all, to acquire the abilities to recognize the conception of the Godhead? To what lengths will this mania, which is mostly rooted only in ambition, drive them? Readers and listeners stagger along like drunkards from one place to another, unsteady, not free in themselves, one-sided, because they have been diverted from the simple path. Listen, you despondent ones, lift up your eyes, you who are seriously seeking. The way to the highest lies open to every human being. Proficiency in learning is not the gate to it. Did Christ Jesus, that great example on the true path to the light, chose his disciples among the learned Pharisees, among the scribes. He took them from the simple, natural people, because they had no need to struggle against this great delusion that the way to the light is hard to master and must be difficult. This thought is man's greatest enemy. It is a lie. Thus, turn away from all scientific knowledge, where it is a question of what is most sacred in man, which must be fully grasped. Leave it alone. For science, being a product of the human brain, is piecework and must remain piecework. Consider, how should scientific knowledge acquired by laborious study lead to the Godhead? What, after all, is knowledge? Knowledge is what the brain can conceive. Yet, how very limited is the perceptive capacity of the brain, which remains firmly bound to space and time. Even eternity and the meaning of infinity cannot be grasped by human brain, just that which is inseparably linked with the Godhead. But the brain stands silent before the incomprehensible power streaming through all that exists, from which it derives its own activity, a power which everyone intuitively perceives as a matter of course every day, every hour, every moment, whose existence science too has always recognized. Whereas with the brain, that is, with the knowledge and intellect, one seeks in vain to grasp and comprehend it. So inadequate is the activity of a brain, the basis and instrument of science. And this limitation naturally also affects what it produces, hence all science itself. Thus, science does indeed subsequently help to elucidate, classify, and arrange all that it receives ready-made from the creative power which precedes it. But when it seeks to assume leadership or offer criticism, it must inevitably fail. So long as it binds itself so firmly to the intellect, that is, to the perceptive capacity of the brain, as it has done hitherto. For this reason, erudition, along with those who adjust themselves to it, always remains clinging to details. Whereas each man carries within himself as a gift the great inconceivable whole and is fully capable of attaining to the noblest and highest without laborious studies. Therefore, away with this needless torture of spiritual enslavement. Not for nothing does the great master exhort us, become like children. He who bears within himself the firm volition for what is good and strives to give purity to his thoughts has already found the way to the highest. All else will then be added unto him. This requires neither books nor spiritual strain, neither asceticism nor solitude. He will become sound in body and soul, freed from all pressure of morbid pondering, for all exaggeration is harmful. We are meant to be human beings, not hothouse plants, which, through one-sided cultivation, succumb to the first puff of wind. Awake, look around you, listen to your inner voice. That alone can open the way. Heed not the dissensions of the churches. The great bringer of truth, Christ Jesus, the personification of divine love, did not concern himself with creeds. After all, what are the creeds today? A shackling of the free spirit of man, enslavement of the divine spark dwelling within you, dogmas that seek to compress the work of the Creator, and also his great love, into forms molded by the human mind. This indicates a dishonoring of divinity, a systematic disparaging. Every serious seeker is repulsed by such things because they prevent him from ever experiencing the great reality within himself. As a result, his longing for the truth becomes increasingly hopeless, and finally, he despairs of himself and of the world. Therefore, awake, shatter the walls of dogma within you, tear off the bandage, so that the pure light of the highest may reach you undimmed. Then your spirit will soar aloft in exaltation, jubilantly sensing all the great love of the Father, which knows no limitations of earthly intellect. You will at last know that you are a part of this love. You will grasp it easily and completely, unite with it, and thus gain new strength daily and hourly as a gift, enabling you to ascend out of the chaos as a matter of course. End of quote. Just listening to a reading from the Grail message. This is Truth of Life coming to you live on Ray Power 100.5. You can also listen to this program live anywhere in the world by simply downloading the Ray Power app on your Android or iOS phone. Copies of the Grail message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail centers and Grail information centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. You can also get copies of the Grail message at the Grail centers. I'll mention some now. In the Lagos area, the Grail center in Ikeja is at number 22 Ajao Road by Awolowo Way, Ikeja. In Agege, Number 1B, Adesoji, Aderemi Street, Alamotu Estate, Station Bus Stop, Iju Road, Lagos. In Isolo, Number 1, Alaji Bashiru, Rishadeko Street, off Koban Street, Ajao Estate, Isolo, Lagos. In Festac, 2nd Avenue, 208 Road, Sea Close, House 3, Festac Town, Lagos. In Ipaja, 129B, Akunwojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akunwojo, Lagos. Now, for those who wish to get in touch with us on this program, the telephone numbers to call are 0803-315-7493. Again, 0803-315-7493 or 0805-944-1123. Again, 0805-944-1123. Our WhatsApp number is 0705-298-0298. Again, the WhatsApp number where you can send text message is 0705-298-0298. Other grief centers in Yaba, number 6, Oluwadare Street, off Fola Agoro Street, Somolu, Lagos. In Surulere, 7 Ajawo Road, Surulere, Lagos. In Agbara, number 3, Aba Road, Agbara Estate, Agbara. Is calling up from Ajao Estate. Hello, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. My question is, how are we going to know the truth in our voice? Is it by sign and is it by hearing?
Yes, the truth in our voice. You see, every human being has a gift given to him by the Almighty Creator when he left paradise. And that gift is the spark of truth. It lies embedded in the human spirit. If it is alive, if you have not buried it through wrong activity, superficiality, and evil activities, you will recognize it. And that is the inner voice. It will always speak clearly to you. But you have to distinguish between when the intellect, which is the instrument of the brain, is speaking to you, and when the intuition, which is the instrument of the spirit, is speaking to you. All right, Sunday is calling from Ipaja.
Yeah.
Hello, Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Sorry. How can you know?
If somebody dies, how will you know he has died?
How can you know?
All right. If somebody dies, most times, especially for those who have considered that life as the main object of existence, sometimes they may not know. But eventually we come to know, because he will not be with his physical body. When he dies, that is not the end of existence. He will be living in the next world, in the beyond. When you read the great message, you understand what constitutes the beyond. It is only in the initial stage, when a man dies, a few days or so, that he's still connected, the soul is still connected to the physical body. And during that time, he may hear and see what is going on around him partially. But after the connecting cord is cut, the soul will not hear or see his surrounding. He will now live in the environment in the beyond he has prepared for himself according to how he has lived his earth life. So surely, eventually we'll come to know he has passed, he has gone to the beyond. So, but to really prepare ourselves, we must not wait until the last hour. That is why, while we are still here and there is still time, we strive to enlighten ourselves on the spiritual knowledge, enlighten ourselves on the reason why we are here, and then strive feverishly to pursue that goal of spiritual enlightenment, so so that when we leave the flesh, we will not enter into the beyond as a pauper. Many people enter the beyond as a beggar because the spiritual knowledge that you have elevated their soul, they have not gotten it. And they live the last life in such a way as to make it so difficult for them when they enter into the beyond. That is why you must gain spiritual knowledge. Examine the great message, then you will understand all we are talking about. Abdullah is calling from Bariga. He wants to know where a great center is in Bariga. Well, the great center you can get in Bariga is at number 6. Oluwadare Street, off Fola Agro Street, Shomolu. Number 6, Oluwadare Street, off Fola Agro, Shomolu. That's Fola Agro Street, Shomolu. That's where you can get the Grace Center. And for those who are not within the Lagos area, you can also hear this program live by downloading the Ray Power app on your Android or iOS phone. Then you can listen to this program anywhere in the world. And the number is again to call 0803-315-7493. Or 0805-944-1123. Alright, Isiaka is calling from Ajuan. Please lower the volume of your radio. Lower the volume of your radio.
Okay, sir.
Alright, go on. Yeah, go on.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I want to ask, I've read the volume 1 and volume 2 because I said, and I so much like it, but I still have a question I need to ask.
I want to ask you, is the God worshiping God? Or is there something else that you are worshiping? I thought you said you are reading volume 1 or volume 2. I've read the volume 1. And I want to ask, in the volume 1 you have read, you have never come across that, you have not come to the recognition that what we are being told about how to worship the Almighty Creator, you cannot see it. You have read the volume 1 and you have not yet seen that what you have been told is how to worship the Almighty Creator.
I have seen, but
then why are you asking?
I want to ask. I don't know.
You don't need to ask. You have already seen. Why are you asking? That's irrelevant. You said you have seen it. Then why are you asking? Yes.
No,
do you have read
it? Because
nobody is forcing you. Yes, you must read the great message. Yes, you cannot. And there is no excuse for that. You must read the great message and understand it.
Yes, you must read it and understand it.
That's important. All right. Okay. You can send your messages to the WhatsApp, and the number is 0705-298-0298. All right. Barrister Dan is calling from Ngodu. Hello, Barrister Dan.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Barrister Dan. I'm coming from Ngodu.
All right, go on.
Yes, sir. We don't mind to ask you that. The other day, I read about a good man in India. that came back to life and carried him. In fact, he came back to life as he was, about to be buried. So can you explain the phenomenon behind this incident, sir?
All right. Well, sometimes when somebody dies, the soul is still connected to the body. In fact, that is what happens. The moment a man dies, it's not immediately that the soul detaches itself from the body. As long as there is still a connection between the soul and the body, there is still a possibility of the soul to return to that body. In actual fact, that was what happened when our Lord Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead, or the youth of Nain, or the daughter of Jairus. The soul, Jesus saw that the soul was still connected to the body, and he could recall the soul. And at the master's call, the soul has to return to that body. But once the connecting cord is cut, it is no more possible for the soul to return. Or if the body is totally destroyed by disease or accident, or the body is too cold, then it is no more possible for the soul to return to the body. So these are the laws. So in the man in India, if somebody dies, some people, they go through what you call near-death experience. And then they are not totally dead. Occasionally, they return. So it is still within the normal law, natural laws. All right? Mr. Ashaka is calling from Songu, Ota. All right.
Yes.
Go on, please.
My question is, yes, can we worship God?
How to worship the Almighty?
Yes, how to worship.
Okay. You worship the Almighty in spirit and in truth. The way to worship the Almighty is, first of all, to recognize His laws. You must recognize His laws. And then you must strive to live according to His laws. That is the way you can worship the Almighty. So let me give you an illustration. Supposing you see a man in your neighborhood, you admire him, you like to serve him. You will not just, because you want to serve him, jump over his fence into his compound and look around and see what you can do in his compound. Would that be right? No. First of all, you have to go through the normal channel, enter through the gate, knock. If they open the door to you, then you request. Then he will tell you what and what you must do before you can serve him. So, but unfortunately, the way most of us behave, we think that if you want to worship the Almighty, then any way and every way that we choose must be right. Then the Almighty must accept it. That is not the way to worship the Almighty. The way to worship the Almighty is, first of all, to know His laws. And these laws are adamantine. They are enshrined in his work, in creation. And these laws are also what is explained to you in the Grail message. So I will enjoy you to take a copy of the Great Message, examine it, understand the laws. You will even see it around you, the workings of the laws. What you sow is what you reap. It's a law. It's not arbitrary. Birds of the same feather flock together. It's a law. It's not arbitrary. What is heavy spiritually must sink. What is light spiritually must rise. It's a law. These are the laws that govern the entire creation. So if you align yourself with these laws, then you will also be worshipping the Almighty and at the same time also be receiving the blessing from the Almighty. Okay, another call from Chima in Songo Ota. Hello, Chima.
Sir.
Yeah?
I was asking about we are getting a great message in Sengota along the Joko Road.
Yes.
But now, we don't expect anywhere to meet again. I'm a member of the great message.
If you are a member, how will you not know where to meet? You are not a member. Okay.
Well, no, we are looking, we are with can meet, because I have volume 1, volume 2, the Bibles, I still reading it.
Okay, that's very good. Okay, now let me tell you where you can go. Go to number 129B, Akomojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akomojo. There's a great center there, and when you get there, they will tell you when they do reading circles or when they have lectures. So that is the nearest place you can go. So where you can meet, you go to the great center, and the nearest to you is at Akomojo, 129B, Akomojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop. Great centers you can go in Abuja. The great center in Federal Capital Territory is on Suleja Abuja Road as Mandala. Then at Lugbe, Federal Housing Authority Phase 2, Road 21, House 22, Lugbe, around Babangida Market. Alright, we have a caller here, Joshua from Ajawa Estate. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Now, sir, I have a question.
Go on.
And there's a prayer that I prayed to me. So, this month, so for my dream, I wanted to enter Moto. Then, I saw two people, front and back. They tell me that this is my problem. This is what covered me. So, this is what to do. Should I go ahead, sir?
Repeat your question, please. I can't get your question, though. All right, now, if I can get what you are trying to say, what you should do, first of all, if you have a dream, you must understand, try and distinguish between the genuine dreams and the false dream. That's one. Secondly, if you are confronted with a problem and you don't know what to do, listen to your inner voice. But again, you must learn to distinguish what is the inner voice, which is the voice of the spirit within you, which can also lead you and guide you. When you listen inwardly, you will be told what you must do. But again, you must distinguish that inner voice from what our brain, which is our child, is always telling us. And it is drowning the quiet inner voice which can lead us and guide us. So we must learn to distinguish those two. Alright. Okay, we have a question here. Ugo is writing from Egbeda. Is there anything like judgment after somebody dies? Well, judgment is already on. That long prophesied final judgment is already on. Humanity stands in the final judgment, and it is taking place for those who are here on earth as well as those who have passed into the beyond. So whether you are here or there, the final judgment is already taking place. And what does that mean? It means that the cycles are closing. Everything that man has done in his thoughts, in his words, in his deeds, which he has not yet received the consequences, the cycles are closing. And that is the judgment, the final judgment. So it doesn't mean that until you die before you receive the judgment. It is taking place for those who are here as well as those who have passed into the beyond. Alright, we have a caller. Kana Ayo is calling from Alakuko. Hello, can I?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, I want to know or hear from you, has one distinguish the inner mind?
Okay. How to recognize the inner mind?
Yeah.
Now, that was the question asked by the other caller. The inner mind or the inner voice? The inner mind or the inner voice is the voice of the spirit within you. Let me tell you how you can recognize it. The first impression you get about something, a person, or a situation, the first impression is always right. So, if you are approaching a place and something tells you don't go there, that's the first impression. That's the inner mind. That's your inner voice. But your intellect can say, but you have to make that appointment. If you don't meet, you miss something, then you go. And then you face the misfortune. So the first impression is always the right one. So take that as a guidance. But again, you must know that there are two things always presenting themselves to you. Because we have already overburdened our intellect, it is making too much noise and it's not allowing us to hear the inner voice. And the way to first of all recognize that is the first impression you get about something is always the right one. Phone numbers again, let us call them out. 0803-315-7493 or 0805-944-1123. The WhatsApp number is 0705-298-0298. Again, the WhatsApp number 0705-298-0298. Now the Grace Center in Abia, that is Napa, is kilometer 5 near Huama Omahia Road, Umocho Ogbo Hill, Abba. In Umahia is BCA Road, Umahia. In Akwa Ibom, Eket, is number 2, Udoma Street, Ikot Udoma, Eket. In Ekiti, Ado Ekiti, the Grace Center is at number 6, Olatunde Ogune Street, Ekiti Estate, Ekiti State Housing Estate. Okela Ado Ekiti. In Enugu, the Grace Center is at Old Airport Road opposite Ekochin Hospital, Emene, Enugu. In Imo, number 33, American Alumni Street, Preferred Housing Estate, Oweri. In Kanu, number 1, Oyo Street, Airport Road, No Man's Land, Kano. In Ilorin, number 6, Ilofa Road, GRA, Ilorin. In Ondo, number 14, Owo Avenue, Ijapo Housing Estate, Akure. Alright, we have a caller. Kenre is calling from Songu Ota. Ilenre. Alright, go on.
Hello?
Hello, go on.
Yes, I was asking, when is Bible record
so useless, be obedient to your master? Would God have been supporting slavery than humanity later through to know that it is evil?
Obe-
or was that man input into the Bible?
Say what? Obedience to your master?
Yes, so useless, be obedient to your master.
What's the question?
Could that have been from God or from man?
Okay. Slavery is wrong. Slavery is wrong. And so even if the master is not doing what is right in accordance with his law, the laws of the Almighty, the master himself will allow the, to face the music. But slavery among human beings is wrong. What is right is for the human being, whether master or servant, to understand the laws and live accordingly. All right. Charles is calling from Agbara. Hello, Charles.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, sir. Doctor, please. I have a friend. He's an athlete of Great Message, and myself, I've been listening to Great Message for a long time now.
All right.
But I want you to throw more light on that Jesus Christ died of our sin, but not for our sin. Sir, please.
All right.
Okay.
Jesus Christ came purposely to show mankind the way through the word of truth. The word of truth he brought, many people did not want to hear. And for that reason, he was murdered on the cross. It was seen from the life that human beings, the way they were going, if there was no immediate help to come, the whole humanity would sink into darkness. It was for that reason that Jesus Christ came. He did not come to carry away our sins. He came purposely to show us the way in the world. But we did not want to hear the word. And so, for that reason, he was murdered on the cross. And we must pay for the consequences for that murder of Jesus Christ on the cross. Alright, another caller here. Austin is calling from Iba. Hello, Austin.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
My question is, the teachings of Great Message, is it extracted from the Bible or is it from another book?
All right. The Great Message stands on its own, exclusively on its own, and is not dependent on any, and it is incomparable to any. But the Great Message brings the truth. Indeed, the Great Message is the continuation and also the consolidation of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, when you read the Great Message, you find in it the true teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, and not what how we have distorted the teachings of Jesus. After this program, we are coming to the end of our transmission today. After this program, you can get in touch with us on telephone number 0803-315-7493. Again, 0803-315-7493. Our WhatsApp number is 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298. Our website, www.truthofliferadio.com. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. That is, the name is truthofliferadio.com. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trained it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abrushin, author of the Great Message. Until we meet next Sunday. Again, I am Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.